When we think Birchos Hanenin, we usually think about making a bracha before we eat, but there's an entire other category of Birchos Hanenin as well, which is Birchos Hareach. And this is discussed in Shulchan Aruch Reish Chas Zayin, Reish Yud Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch starts off, Asa Lehanos Mereach Tov, Ad Sheivarech, Kodim Shereach, that just like it's forbidden to derive benefit from food by eating before making a bracha, so too it is forbidden to derive benefit by smelling, good smelling items, before making a bracha on that smell. There's no bracha achrona, which is an interesting discussion, but there is a bracha before one smells any good smelling substance. So what bracha does one make? So there are several different options depending on what the item is. So if a person is smelling something which is a tree or grows from a tree, derived from a tree, so the bracha is atzei besamin. Whereas if it is a asev, a grass or a herb of some sort, so then it would be isvei besamin. And a third category is if it is a fruit or something good smelling edible substance, a natural edible substance, so then the bracha would be hanosein reach tov baperos. And there's a catch-all that if it fits none of these categories, then the bracha would be borei mine besamin. Or if a person is not sure which of two categories a particular item falls into, so then we cannot assume you'd be yotze if you said the wrong one. So then the shahakol of Birchos Hareach is borei mine besamin, and you can be yotze by saying borei mine besamin. At Havdalah, the common practice is to always say borei mine besamin, but in fact, in general, there are different options depending on what the item is. What's the differentiation between atzei and isvei? Where do you draw that line? So it's not necessarily always so intuitive. The halacha is that if it is something which has a somewhat hard stem and it grows leaves from the stem and it exists for more than a year, it's not a annual plant, but it's a perennial, so then the bracha would be atzei besamim. So an example that is brought down here is, for example, a rose. If a person smells a rose, he wouldn't necessarily think of that as an eitz, but it fits all those criteria, so the bracha would be atzei besamim. There is some dispute with regard to certain items. So, for example, cinnamon. So, the Shulchan Aruch seems to indicate that the bracha on cinnamon would be atzei besamim. There are those who wonder that maybe since cinnamon, in fact, is edible and commonly eaten, even though it's not eaten by itself, but it's mixed into foods and eaten, so maybe. Maybe one would think about hanosein reach tov baperos, and therefore, because of that suffix, so in Sefer Vezos HaBracha, he recommends saying borei mine besamin, because we cannot assume that if you said the wrong one, you'd be yotze. But if a person did say atzei besamin, that's the psak that seems to be brought in Shulchan Aruch, so he would be yotze. Now, the bracha on Birchos Hareach is only said if it is avida l'reach, if it's something which is for smelling. What does that mean? So one application of this is, cited in the Shulchan Aruch Reish Yud Zayin, it's only if it's there to provide a good smell, not if it's there to mask a bad smell. So for example, deodorants and the like, one would not say a bracha because they're there to mask a bad smell, something you put in a bathroom in order to mask the smells or to provide. So then one would not say a bracha on it, even if you're outside the bathroom. One would not say a bracha. However, if it is there to provide a good smell, a perfume, let's say, then one would, in fact, say a bracha. Another application of this is when it comes to items for which one would say, hanosein reach tov baperos. So, let's say a fruit. If a person picks it up, one would only make a bracha if there's a significant smell. But if you pick it up in order to eat it, so then that's called not avida l'reach. You're picking it up to eat it, not to smell it. You would not make a bracha. If you pick it up to smell it, or for both, then the bracha would be applicable. One fascinating application of this bracha of hanosein reach tov baperos, the Mishnah Berurah mentions coffee. He says if you pick it up to smell it, or to smell it in addition to drinking it, so then sometimes people, you know, they like to smell. They open up the bottle, they smell the coffee. So then that bracha would be hanosein reach tov baperos, since that is an edible substance. So two further discussions. Again, this is really just the tip of the iceberg. But a smell or a good smelling item which is derived from something. Let's say, for example, a liquid where the smell is derived from eitz. So they cook it, they soak it, whatever it is, and now you have a good smelling liquid. The actual bracha would be atzei besamim, which is something that does apply to many currently produced liquids. However, also in addition, there is in modern times there are a lot of synthetic smells, whatever you call them, synthetic smelling items, perfumes and the like, which basically means you have different natural substances that don't naturally smell good, but when you put them together, they somehow produce a good smell. So that is a machlokas aposkim. Can you say borei on something which is synthetic? In Shmir Shabbos Kilchus, in a footnote, he quotes that Shlomo Zalman wasn't so sure that you should make a bracha at all. And the Sefer Vezos HaBracha quotes other poskim, of Scheinberg and others, that one would make a bracha of Mborim Mine Bissam. Have a wonderful day.